when we talk with groups, we're not saying you need to go form a co-op. It's like, okay, well, let's look at the whole picture. Let's see what's the dynamic of your group. Where are you financially? What's the potential market need? What's the potential market impact? If there's an economic need or a social need or whatever, and there's no commercial or other nonprofit entity that either has the ability or willingness to step up, then I think the cooperative structure can be an effective means to fulfill that need, whether it's marketing milk collectively or operating a local grocery store, because the last commercial private grocery store closed 15 years ago, and there's no light at the end of the tunnel. You may have to just address it on your own. After Tyson Foods closed the processing facility in Glen Allen, the growers that were affected, the Virginia Department of Agriculture, Virginia Farm Bureau, everyone was calling, reaching out to different broiler processing companies across the United States. And because of the market conditions and other economic factors, there was no company interest to come back to Central Virginia and take over or resume operations or place birds in the houses that were left vacant. And so in this situation, the co-op basically formed out of necessity, an immediate necessity, very much so like the Virginia Poultry Growers Cooperative did some 20 years ago, when Pilgrim's Pride decided they were going to exit the turkey business in Harrisonburg. In both situations, there was an urgent economic need, and the co-op seemed to be the best solution for moving forward.